the plan. The next step was obvious. I went immediately to the graduate director's office and spoke with her secretary to talk to the director. The secretary didn't immediately take to the idea of letting me see the director, but I pressed for it. Soon enough, I was walking into the director, Dr. Harris's office, urging her to have a seat and hear me out. I proceeded to walk her through my plan. I explained that, although I had applied to law school, I had come to realize that my place should be as a student in New London's PhD program. When asked why I would want to begin such a long and tedious process, I told her that I was an academic at heart and I longed to teach literary theory and criticism with the same veracity that my lecturers had shown me. But the problem was, I was one semester away from graduating, still 17 credits shy from being in a position to apply to graduate school, and I didn't want to wait until the following fall to enter. I was hungry for advancement, right away. That was when I began to walk the director through how I would get into graduate school, and fast. I told Dr. Harris I would do the impossible if she agreed to put me into her program. I would take 17 credits that I needed to enter graduate school over the winter break. After we agreed to the plan, I walked out of the director's office and casually said it would be a pleasure to work with her in the future. Knowing full well that I had a huge challenge ahead of me, I went to the library to make my action plan. According to university policy, the maximum amount of credits that you could take at one time was 4. However, there was no limit to the number of courses you could take online. The only problem would be if the courses did not transfer back to the credits in New London, but I cross-checked the plan with the transfer coordinator in the advising office, and he approved it. Immediately, I phoned my parents and told them what I wanted to do. They were, at best, cautiously hesitant, but they nevertheless gave me the approval I needed to move forward economically. I began to register across the state's university system for winter session courses. In total, I registered for 19 credits at 6 different universities. By this point, Patrick was already preparing to move out. By the time the first course began, he was packing for his new life in Harlem. I was too busy setting up my online accounts with the university to pay attention to his final days at our apartment on Seminary Avenue. I suppose that my confidence in my plan gave me what I needed to temporarily bypass my friend's approval, something I'd always required before. The days went by slowly. Dozens of times a day, I would go online to check the status of my graduate school application to see if there was an admission decision. To make the time pass, I would go on long car rides where I had no particular destination or business. Driving hours at a time, I waited. Winter was beginning to set in, and my first online course started at Oswego. As I logged on to the university's webpage to begin the course, I received an email from the graduate school in New London. I had been declined for graduate study in the English program.